placing the individual center stage in enforcing convention rights. The European Convention system has succeeded in securing the acceptance of a machinery for the consideration of complaints from individuals, where they believe that their rights have been violated and where no remedy has been provided by the state. The willingness of states to become party to an exclusively judicial system served by a court with automatic jurisdiction to receive complaints from individuals is remarkable. It is the more so when it is recalled that acceptance of any form of judicial settlement was initially very hesitant and that until comparatively recently reference to the court was very much the exception. In its first 40 years, the court handed down 800 judgments. In its next 10 years, it handed down 9,200 judgments. The total number of judgments as at September 1, 2009 stands at 11,596 judgments. Finally, the maturing of the system has to be set in a context where the court has at times been bold in its interpretation of the substantive provisions of the convention. The role of the individual applicant before the Strasbourg court has been improved. Initially, the individual was little more than a bystander when cases came before the court,